I'm standing at the spectacular confluence of the Elbe and Orlitsa rivers, who come together in the centre of Hradec Králové, one of the prettiest towns in Bohemia, about 100 kilometres east of Prague. Hradec Králové boasts a rich architectural heritage, especially in its historical quarter, where handsome Renaissance buildings testify to the wealth and status the town enjoyed thanks to the trade that used to pass through en route to Silesia. History of art student Barbara Chmelíková hails from Hradec Králové, where she also works as an occasional tour guide.
Hradec Králové was a royal town and ranks among the oldest cities in Bohemia. The first reference to the city was made in a document decreed by King Pislo Otakar I in 1225. At the beginning of the 14th century, the city became a dowry town of the Czech queens, together with other towns of eastern Bohemia. But here there was the castle where the queen's widows stayed. The face of the town significantly changed during the time of Queen Eliška Rejčka. It was the wife of Venceslav II, and in that period, the Gothic Church of the Holy Spirit was built.
The use of the town as a dowry gift for Bohemian queens is where Hradec Králové gets its name from, which roughly translates as Queen's Castle. Not surprisingly, besides Eliška Rejčka, a number of other important female monarchs also resided in the town. Barbara Chmelíková again.
Later, other queens stayed in the castle of Hradec Králové, for instance Eliška Přemyslovna, the wife of John of Luxembourg and the mother of Charles IV. And later, it was Joffie, the wife of George of Poděbrady in the 15th century. The castle was completely destroyed during the Hussite Wars.
The fact that the castle in Hradec Králové was destroyed during the Hussite Wars is hardly surprising, as the town was the first Bohemian municipality to side with Jan Žižka, who led the 15th century Protestant revolution inspired by Jan Hus. It was often a focal point for the conflagration. Žižka himself stayed in Hradec Králové during the conflict, and Barbara Chmelíková says it's possible that the town even became the great military leader's final resting place.
According to some references, maybe it is more a legend, Jan Žižka was buried in the city. But in the 70s of 20th century, some relics were found, but nobody knows if it is really relics of him. Nobody knows what is true.
After the hiatus of the Hussite Wars, Hradec Králové began to prosper once more, and this is reflected in its historical architecture. Besides the aforementioned Gothic Church of the Holy Spirit, or Cathedral of the Holy Ghost as it's now known, the town's main square also boasts the spectacular sandstone White Tower and some Renaissance arcade housing, most of which was paid for from the profits of Bohemian Silesian trade. The town's importance increased even further after it was made a bishopric in 1664, and it also benefited when the Industrial Revolution firmly established itself in Europe in the late 19th century. The manufacture of musical instruments is one industry that emerged in Hradec Králové during this period and is still associated with the town to this day. Petrov pianos are now considered to be of the finest quality, and are the piano of choice for many conservatories, theatres and other musical institutions around the world. The first Petrov instrument was made by Hradec Králové native Antonín Petrov, who was the son of a local carpenter. Like many great success stories, Barbara Chmelíková says the piano manufacturer had some fairly humble beginnings in the town.
The Petrov firm was founded by Antonín Petrov, and he began to construct his first piano in 1864. It was in Joiner's workshop of his father. A decade later, after the construction of this first piano, he had to establish a larger workshop outside the walls of Hradec Králové. And in the next decades, the instruments of the Petrov trademark won a good name even abroad. And the Antonin Petrov company became the largest producer of pianos in Austria-Hungary. After the birth of Czechoslovak Republic, the company expanded its activities to countries outside Europe. And in 1935, Petrov's grand piano won the World Expo in Brussels.
The fact that Petrov had to build a factory outside the walls of Hradec Králové was symptomatic of a situation that persisted in the town up to that time. Hradec Králové had long been considered strategically vital to Bohemia's defences, and had been required to maintain fortress-like barracks walls, which was something that had slowed down the town's development. Nevertheless, this state of affairs came to an abrupt end in 1866. With nearly 500,000 men on the battlefield, the Battle of Königgrätz, as Hradec Králové is called in German, was the biggest battle in the history of mankind up to that time. It was also the decisive battle in the Austro-Prussian War, and Prussian victory paved the way for Bismarck's unification of Germany. For Hradec Králové itself, the routing of the Austrian Empire's forces meant it was obvious that the town's fortifications were useless for modern warfare, and the barracks walls were eventually removed. This development paved the way for the construction of Hradec Králové's new town. In the early 20th century, renowned modern architects such as Jan Kutera and Josef Gutcher, who designed Prague's House of the Black Madonna, were brought in to help with Hradec Králové's expansion. An architectural master plan was formulated in 1911, which gave rise to many extraordinary modern constructions over the next few decades, including Kutera's dome-topped regional museum, and Gotcher's imposing housing complex on Masaryk Square. Another important building designed by Gotcher was the beautiful red brick riverside construction used to house the town's so-called Gymnasium Grammar School, an institution which had been in Hradec Králové since the 14th century. Appropriately for a town that has a reputation for educational excellence with its own university and a medical faculty affiliated with Prague's Charles University, many leading Czech intellectuals and scholars attended this grammar school. Barbara Komelíková again.
Karel Čapek attended this grammar school in the beginning of 20th century. And there was other students of this grammar school, mainly in 19th century, during the Czech National Revival. Many important years of that revival studied here. For example, writer Alois Jirásek, composer František Škrou, the author of the tune of the Czech National Anthem.
Other famous members of the Czech Revival who lived in Hradec Králové are the writer Josef Kajetan Till and the dramatist Václav Kliment Klitspora, whom the town's main theatre is now named after. It is perhaps fitting that so many members of the Czech Renaissance are associated with Hradec Králové, because many of the architectural changes that occurred in the town in the early 1900s are also thought by many to reflect the ambition and optimism of the First Republic. Whether you agree with this or not, Kutera and Gotcher's spectacular 20th century buildings certainly give the town a unique and expansive atmosphere, not to mention an architectural heritage whose fame, Barbara Komelíková says, has spread far beyond the borders of the Czech Republic.
The modern part of the city, with its large streets and the squares with a number of monumental buildings and a lot of green, was a really respectable counterpart of the old town. So for reasons of this city's urban planning and for great works of architecture and high-quality service, which attracted a number of domestic and foreign admirers, the city was nicknamed a Salon of the Republic. So the unique 20th century architecture of Hradec Králové is known not only in Czech Republic, but also abroad.